there's a meeting for Irish Rail. We all want it on track. We all want a railway line between Claremorris and Sligo, and we all want to upgrade the railway line between Sligo and Dublin. However, I'm just a bit concerned that I think we can have both. I think we can have a greenway between Ballaghy and Killoney, which links into the greenways, which is the SLNCR from Killoney through Ballygawley to Manor Hamilton, Tenniskillen, and also we'd love a greenway between John Ross's Point and Strand Hill. And we also have a move for a greenway between Bundoran and Ballyshannon. So we want to see all the greenways linking in, and people can walk, people can cycle, or people can do whatever on these greenways. But I would be concerned that the All-Ireland Rail Plan has said that there wouldn't be a railway between Charlestown and Sligo for 30 years.
We're hearing that a greenway and a railway can't be in close proximity to one another. However, it's going to be 2050 until there's going to be any consideration given to the Western Rail Line coming through this particular area.
Well, I think there's a lot of different signals come out of very different departments, and as a government TD, along with my colleagues, that we want to clarify exactly what is happening. And again, I think we can have the best of both worlds. We want infrastructure in Sligo, in Leitrim, in the northwest. And I believe a greenway is a very part of a vital infrastructure. And we've seen what can happen when you see down in over in Westport, and you see down in Waterford, how it has helped tourism, but it's also helped the local economy, and also helped people getting from A to B in a very, very safe way. But effectively, we want to sit down, we want to work out and see what's the best way forward. And I look forward to this meeting next Thursday with Irish Rail in Dublin.